Beginning Sunday, there will be a change in the way law enforcement officers in Hopkins County will handle cases involving suspected drinking and driving. I talked about the change with County Judge Robert Newsom.
Actually, this is an old problem with some new laws that have been applied. What happened, and when I was trying cases, the same situation. The law says that if a person wants to, when they're stopped for a driving while intoxicated case, they can give a blood specimen or a breath specimen, or they can refuse. But there's some new laws that have come in the last couple of years and by our legislature, which allows the officers to be able to do a search of their body, of their blood, but they have to have a search warrant. And so the judges, Judge Northcutt, Judge Smith, and I have agreed, since I'm a lawyer, I can do this. A regular county judge would not be able to, but because I'm a lawyer, I can do it. We've agreed that from now on, if the city police, the deputy sheriffs, or the DPS stop someone, they refuse in the middle of the night, it doesn't matter, 2 o'clock in the morning, we will. They just need to call us, and we will agree to be ready for a search warrant, so that we'll have better cases for our prosecutors, better cases for our police, and more justice will be done. Because the refusal has historically been a way to try to avoid prosecution.
Will there be, will you guys be on a rotating call? I mean, the same person doesn't want to get those 2 a.m. calls there all the time.
We're supposed to be on a rotation, and I had to readjust my phone here because I had all my alerts, and it would wake me up all night if I left it on. I've got it so that it's only on, comes on when it rings, and when the police call at night, I've got it on. Judge Smith has agreed to have her regular phone on, and then, of course, Judge Northcutt. He's been doing it for a while because he has 4 counties and he has to serve in those 4 counties when they need something in the middle of the night.
Kind of refresh memory as far as what happens right now. Say that they made a traffic stop tonight. Somebody they suspect was drunk and somebody that refuses to do a breathalyzer. What happens now that will be different than what happens on Sunday?
Well, actually, the judges and I had a meeting last week, and we agreed to go ahead and do this. The police apparently have decided on Sunday we'd do it tonight. But the old law was, or the old way of doing it was, is that when someone refused, then they went to jail, and the evidence was lacking as to what their blood alcohol content was. From now on, it won't be lacking. It'll just be another part of something that the prosecutor, either Dusty Raby or Will Ramsey across the street here at the DA's office, will have as evidence, and that evidence was lacking before.
Okay, that would, and you can see that would make for a much stronger case in court.
Right, and it's interesting because I used to tell people when I was a policeman, I remember bringing people in, and I told it, in those days, instead of 0.08, which it is now, it was 0.10, it was a little bit higher. And I remember when I'd arrest someone, I'd say, if you'll take the breath test, you'll not be prosecuted if you pass it. And I was able to talk them into it a lot of times to do it. And I actually had a guy come up one time, and it was 0.999. And I said, you're not going to go to jail, but you're not driving home either. And so anyway, he had his friends come get him, but I stood up to my word. And our officers, I want them to do that. And so they'll encourage people as much as they can to do the breath test so they don't have to wake us up. But on the other hand, breath test refusal, historically, and defense attorneys tell their clients, refuse, et cetera, because that'll give them less evidence. That's no longer an alternative for the defendants now.
KSST News.